Hola, hello, ciao. You are listening to the Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub.
Hello and ciao, my currency clams. This is day 23 of the Dogfish Days of Podcasting, where a whole ragtag reef full of podcasters takes on the challenge of releasing an episode every single day for the month of August. Some are short, some are sprawling, some are strange, but you can find them all in the magical mega feed at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Now, today is day 23 of the challenge, but I missed yesterday because I was busy. I got into a huge fight with a really obnoxious kraken. They wanted to kraken my noggin, and I said that was not going to happen. But anyway, today we're going to talk about money, which is what it finally took me to make him go away. Or rather, let's talk about the disaster that is mermaid economics. See, on land, you've got paper money, plastic cards, and shiny coins. Down here, we tried clamshells. At first, it made sense. Clams are everywhere. They come in handy little hinge containers. They stack real nice. But then inflation hit, and suddenly every tide pool toddler with their bucket of shells thought they were a millionaire. Try buying a sea sponge with that nonsense. The merchant will just laugh bubbles in your face. So, we tried sand dollars. Cute, right? Flat, round, has a little star on it. But here's the problem. They dissolve if you sneeze on them. Not exactly stable banking material. Imagine carrying your life savings in your pouch and poof, one rogue wave and you're broke. Pearls? Don't get me started on pearls. Gorgeous, yes. Glamorous, yes. But practical? No. You don't want to stand in line at the oyster bank trying to break a pearl the size of your fist into small change. Nobody has that kind of time. At this point, some bright young minnow suggested shrimp as currency. Shrimp, which sounds fine until you realize people keep eating the money supply. And then we're back to barter. I'll give you 2 kelp chicks for your old conch trumpet. So, what's the solution? Honestly, community trust. We trade favors, we share resources, and we take care of each other. The real wealth under the waves isn't shells or pearls. It's in knowing your neighbor won't leave you high and dry, or rather, low and soggy. So, next time you're grumbling about taxes or bank fees, just remember, at least your paycheck doesn't get eaten by a passing grouper.
My name is Meme Del Mare, and this has been a Mermaid Minute. For show notes, contact information, and complete credits, visit bathtubmermaid.com. And remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.